This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. It's December 6th, and on this day in 1992, Jerry Rice caught his 101st touchdown of his career, moving past Steve Largent into first place on the all-time TD receptions list. In front of 58,000 at Candlestick Park, the 49ers were taking on the Miami Dolphins. Up 20-3 in the fourth quarter, 49er quarterback Steve Young spotted Rice running a post pattern and hit him at the goal line for a 12-yard strike and TD number 101 in his career. Now, this was only Rice's eighth season in the league. Largent accumulated his 100 touchdown catches in 14 seasons with the Seahawks. Rice would go on to nearly double the record, finishing with 197 touchdown catches in his 20-year career, a record that still stands today. In fact, there's no one even close. Number two is the retired Randy Moss at 156. The closest active player is Las Vegas's Devontae Adams, who is still working his way to 100. Interesting fact, Rice was actually robbed of a TD reception earlier in that game. In the first half, Rice caught a ball at the one and snuck in the end zone inside the pylon, but the side judge inexplicably ruled him out at the one, postponing the record until the fourth quarter. In today's NFL with video review, Rice would have had the record earlier and 198 career TD catches. Also on this day in sports history, in 1961, Syracuse running back Ernie Davis became the first African-American to win the Heisman Trophy. In his senior season, he rushed for 823 yards and 12 touchdowns and caught two more for scores, leading the Orange to an 8-3 record, a win in the Liberty Bowl, and a number 14 final ranking. He was the top pick in the subsequent NFL draft, but sadly never played a game in the league. Davis died in 1963 from leukemia. He was only 23 years old. And one quick correction. Yesterday, I said that Karl Malone is now third on the NBA's all-time scoring list after LeBron James moved into second place in October 2020, which is technically correct, but it was a bit confusing to not acknowledge that LeBron is now the all-time leading scorer in the NBA after passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in February. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote. Cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.